I'd like to share a story today with you, and it's about an old gardener and a tulip bulb, written by Ulrich Peters. In a storage shed, in a cupboard, lived a tulip bulb for an onion. It seemed destined to become old there, when one day the gardener took hold of it, intending to plant it in the ground. "Now is the time," said the gardener to the tulip bulb. "Today the hour has come for you to learn about life." "Your puzzling words make me anxious," replied the tulip bulb with a shaking voice. "To learn about life does not seem so secretive as you make it out to be. Is it true that I have to go in the deep earth and become dirty? In the shed where I now live, everything is clean, well protected. I live with my friends and I feel secure there." "You will never find your life in these well-protected surroundings," said the old gardener. "You've got to start searching, otherwise you'll become an old, dry onion. The life will never break forth in you if you remain the way you are. You will only find life if you determine to grow." "But if you bury me in the ground, then I will die," said the tulip bulb, defending itself. "What do you mean you will die?" replied the old man. "You see it only from one side. From the darkness in the earth, you will find new life. You will not die. You will be transformed. The more you get rid of your old nature, the more room you will make for a new birth to take place, that you and those people around you will like. Then you will discover who you really are," said the gardener. "This sounds strange for me, gardener. I am someone, a tulip bulb, and you tell me I will discover who I really am? I know that I am a tulip bulb, but in you is much more than you can see now. You might not believe it, but all that you don't know is because you've never seen or experienced it. All what is visible grows from what is concealed. You are a seed with a blossoming future, and infinite life possibilities that are hidden in you, waiting to be awakened. Everything sleeps in you. Everything wants to be woken up," said the gardener. "Is the light of the sun not enough to wake up my vitality? Why must I endure the dark and the gravity of the earth?" said the tulip bulb. "It's not as easy as you think. With life, things are different," explained the gardener. "Some things what are painful today and seem difficult can bring you a lot of luck and optimism tomorrow. Opposition and obstacles demands and promotes our life and helps us to grow and to mature." After the gardener had said this, the old man dug a hole and planted the tulip bulb. For a moment, the only source of light that it saw was around itself. Then it was surrounded with impenetrable darkness. The long, unwieldy time of growth began. "Now it will soon be the end of me," cried the tulip bulb. "It could have been so nice, but now my life passes in the earth." The tulip bulb was right, since its shape began to change. And it changed more and more. And it was no longer a smooth, well-shaped onion. It became crinkly, and also noticed that deep within itself, something moved. It could not say what it was, but this feeling inside the tulip bulb was an unknown restlessness and continued for many weeks. After long, somber days, it started to experience violent pain, as if a spear was boring out of its middle. This wound, as it were, opened up a new life-giving room within the tulip bulb. The wall of its life, which had been experienced up until now, was broken through. And instead of unfathomable darkness, bright as day, a warming light stepped in after a little while. Its urge was to break through the surface of the earth with its onion skin. It felt the shimmering sunlight and a refreshing draft. And it heard the many voices of birds singing. So that's what the gardener meant, thought the near-growing flower. Softly, the sun rays stroked the pale green plant, which lolled about pleasantly and grew under the tenderness of the sun. The small plant felt inside its strength. With the time, the stem of the plant thickened. It blossomed and matured and matured. My prayer for you, listeners, is that you will discover the potential that God has placed inside you, like this tulip bulb did. God bless you, Pastor Philip.
and suffered there.